Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio. Now on to a very important topic about raising funds for stroke. And on the line, we've got Anna Hickey joining us with a program called Thinking Caps. How are you, Anna?
I'm very well, thanks, Ben. Thanks very much for having me.
Thank you for coming on the show. Now, it's amazing. Strokes come in many different forms. One of my neighbours the other day was talking about the fact that she said, I don't want to tell you, but I've had a stroke in the last week. And I'm like, are you serious? So it affects many, many people, doesn't it? What are the stats on this type of thing?
Yeah. So right now in Australia, there are about 350,000 people living with stroke. And one in six people in their lifetime will have a stroke. So it's certainly something that affects many, many, many of us.
What are some of the things people can do to avoid a stroke?
Some strokes are preventable, others less so. Mm-hmm. And some of the causes of stroke include high blood pressure, a family history of stroke, being overweight, smoking, high cholesterol, and high intake of alcohol. So it's all about balancing those sorts of lifestyle factors.
And hopefully that will avoid the serious implications of having a stroke. For people listening in today, what are some of the symptoms that you might experience if you are having a stroke and you happen to be, unfortunately, by yourself at the time?
The best thing that we say is a sign of stroke is fast. So it's face. Has a person's face dropped? Arms. Can you raise your arms? Can someone's arms be raised? Speech. Is there speech slurred? And time, so to call an ambulance immediately. So any of those signs, if you see any of those signs in someone suffering a stroke, it's to call an ambulance straight away.
Mm, it's a great cause, Thinking Caps. So once again, how do we get behind all this wonderful thing that you're doing?
The way that you get behind Thinking Caps is to visit our website, www.strokefoundation.com.au, and you can follow the link to Thinking Caps for Stroke, and we just ask that anyone in the community either don the hat on the day and give the gold coin donation, or if you may have missed the day, it's not too late. You can still donate to this cause. We're happy to accept any donations and enthusiasm.
Fantastic. Now, Anna, you were talking about how many people have, could suffer a stroke or are suffering a stroke. Is that figure increasing given the fact that we're becoming a lot more unhealthy these days?
Fantastic question, and I don't have the answer to that off the top of my head. But one thing that the one important thing to note is that strokes are largely preventable. So that's why giving donations to causes like Thinking Caps are so important, because we rely on funds from the community to make sure that our programs can be executed. So things like the FAST campaign, where we promote the signs of stroke, are only made possible through the generous donations of the community. So certainly, as I said, strokes are largely preventable. And the way that we can decrease these figures is by getting community support.
Well, it's a wonderful thing that you're doing, and thank you for being a stroke of good luck on the program and talking about strokes.
Thanks for having me. It was my pleasure.
Not a problem. That's Anna Hickey there. She's looking after the fabulous stroke fundraising thing called Thinking Caps, and you can get behind it. Jump online and get behind a great cause. Thanks again, Anna.
No, thank you. Have a great day.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.